This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. Right now on television, we're in the midst of finale fever. The NBC sitcom Friends ended its 10-year run last night, and another NBC sitcom, Frasier, closes its doors next Thursday after 11 years. In anticipation of the end of Frasier, we'll visit with Kelsey Grammer, who's been playing Frasier Crane for 20 years, David Hyde Pierce, who plays Frasier's brother Niles, and one of the show's writer-producers, Christopher Lloyd, who's not the same guy who played Reverend Jim on Taxi. But first, let's start by reviewing last night's final episode of Friends and looking at the whole phenomenon of TV finales in general.
So I guess this is it.
Yeah. I guess so.
This is harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
Do you guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time? We got some time. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure.
Okay.
Where?
That's from the end of Friends, as the six longtime buddies leave Chandler and Monica's apartment and their TV show behind. As that closing scene ended, and the friends helped Chandler negotiate his two-seater baby carriage down the hallway, the last image was of a dark and empty room photographed from within, echoing the final images of The Mary Tyler Moore Show and Cheers. But those sitcoms provided classy, classic endings. Friends just sort of stopped. It gave fans the ending they wanted, with Ross and Rachel reuniting, and tried to throw in some surprises and laughs along the way. But so much was predictable, and so little was exceptional, that Friends didn't so much go out with a bang as just quietly extinguish its own flame. Part of the blame here may go to the relentless media hype building up to the finale. A few months ago, there was a lot of buzz generated for the last episode of HBO's Sex and the City, which delivered no more surprising a happy ending. That finale, though, was much sharper and more satisfying. And a few years ago, NBC's Seinfeld closed its doors with just as big a tidal wave of advanced press hype. And arguably, it delivered with an excellent finale. I say arguably because some longtime fans hated that last episode, which ended with George and Jerry in prison arguing about the number and placement of buttons on a shirt. But that's precisely the way the first episode of what was then called the Seinfeld Chronicles began, with that same argument about buttons and shirts. The moral to that ending, and I think it was wonderful, was that in all those years, those characters had learned nothing and gone nowhere. I also loved the controversial last episode of St. Elsewhere, which basically suggested that everything that had happened in that entire series was nothing more than the idle daydreaming of an autistic child. To many St. Elsewhere fans, that was a betrayal. To me, it was a perfect metaphor for the imagination and ephemeral nature of television. The whole idea of giving intentional closure to a TV series can be traced to 1967, when The Fugitive ended its 4-year run by having David Janssen, as the fugitive, stop running. He found the one-armed man who murdered his wife and was cleared of the crime. Back then, this was such a big deal that the final episode became the most-watched dramatic TV program in history up to that time. But what makes a final episode not only popular, but memorable? The group hug at the end of The Mary Tyler Moore Show? That was a classic. The message spelled out in Rocks at the end of MASH? That was another. But if there's one series ending in TV history that stands above all others as the most imaginative one ever, it's the end of Newhart. After 8 years playing Vermont innkeeper Dick Loudon and being married to Mary Franz Joanna, Bob Newhart ended that show by waking up in bed, in his old bed from the Bob Newhart show, and waking up next to his old wife from that show, Emily, played once again by Suzanne Pleshette. The studio audience went nuts when the lights came on and Pleshette was there. What was even funnier, though, was Newhart's summary of what he called a dream and what we TV viewers recognized as the Newhart Show.
All right, Bob. What is it?
Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
Nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. Her husband talked in alliteration. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen, but only one of them talked.
That settles it. No more Japanese food before you go to bed.
Situation comedies and endings don't get much funnier than that. Friends didn't come close, and Frasier may not either. But at least over most of its run, Frasier has delivered one of the wittier and more intelligent comedies on broadcast television.